We've been waiting for this moment for a long time, and actually we had a chance to be in playoff mode too. So you know, whatever people say, we're gonna be ready to play and come ready to play. So it doesn't matter if it playoff mode started last week or 4 or 5 weeks ago. We are already ready to go.
What can you draw on from last year's Baltimore game without dwelling on it?
I think we drawed on it the whole season. It kind of got us through this whole season, and now we're not even thinking about it, not worrying about last year, and we're just ready to rock, man. We're ready for our first chance. It's definitely a different season than it was last year.
Is there anything you guys can do for some of the rookies to help them understand the disappointment that was last year?
I think, you know, our leaders just got to continue to challenge guys. And, you know, when you come in as a rookie on a team that's, you know, suited like ours and you see the hard work that guys put in, I think you kind of understand it just going through day to day that, hey, you know, the NFL is not going to be a long career. You know, you got to go enjoy it. And opportunities like this don't come a lot. So, you know, you got to take advantage of it. And our rookies are grasping the opportunities to get on the field and play every time. So they pretty much understand what's at stake here.
What about some of the veterans that weren't here last year?
They do. That was some of the things that when they came on, you know, like Sean Phillips, you know, Quinn Jammer, those guys stressed to us, you know, hey, you know, we watched what happened to you guys last year, and we want to help not let that happen again. So, you know, we're excited to see that guys coming on our team from last year to this year, you know, how they feel about this year. So we're just ready to get out there on the field.
Wesley, in your last game against San Diego, do you feel that you gave them your best effort?
honestly, looking at that film, I mean, I can say we didn't. We weren't at our top. We weren't at our best. And you know, anytime we play those guys, it's going to be a close game. That's just one of our biggest rivalries. You know, they were a great team a few years back, and, you know, they're still a good team now. So it's always going to be that up and down battle versus us. But, you know, I guarantee you we're going to be ready this week.
Why don't you think you were at your top against them?
You never know, you know. You know, it's just one of those things. You go out there and sometimes things aren't connecting. You know, ball's not going where it's supposed to be. You know, tackles aren't being made. You know, just things happen like that.
Was
that
also missing some key parts, though. Yeah, I mean, DRC wasn't there. Champ wasn't out there. You get those guys back now.
Oh, yeah. It's good getting that depth back, you know. Veteran experience, you can't really replace that. And you got guys like DRC and like Champ. It's always good. It's going to give a relief. And guys go out there and they're going to play hard. You know that.
Was that a turning point for the defense? Because the games after, you guys have had your best, you know, points allowed of the season.
I think it was a wake-up call to the whole team, you know, that we got to go out there and continue to play hard, play fast and physical, and understand that, you know, we got to put our best effort out there on the field. You know, we can't step out there and just slop it out. You know, here's the Broncos. You know, we're going to go out there and win. We got to go out there and be at our best every time. He comes to work every day to play and practice hard, and I think he pushes the young D lineman to, you know, compete against him. So he's a true competitor, and he was a dominant guy for the Chargers for a long time, and I'm definitely glad to say I'm happy he's on our team going to war with us this week, and I can't wait to see what he do versus his former team.
Extra juiced up to get third time as a former team?
I'm not going to speak on some, but I'm pretty sure he is pretty amped up to get back out there.